This is Ozarks at Large. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is engaged in a 10-year experiment involving 17 mostly rural, low-income public schools in three states. The project immerses elementary school children in the arts. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, University of Arkansas researchers are tracking measurable outcomes.
Beverly Workman's a longtime third-grade teacher at Greenland Elementary School, where arts education facilitated by a certified art instructor, she says, has been historically limited.
The kids go to art 45 minutes once a week.
But this past school year, she and her students participated in the first year of a 10-year-long Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art research project.
They asked if we wanted to do it, and of course we did. We didn't really know exactly what it was.
The program involves Greenland School District third graders, among 1,000 other children from 17 schools selected by Crystal Bridges to participate in the Windgate School Partnership Program, says Niall Blunt.
It first launched 2 years ago. We're comparing a control group that's having no visits to a test group that's having multiple visits to the museum.
The children are also subjected to museum-generated in-school art experiences, says Niall Blunt, who leads the museum's school programming. More than 50,000 school children, he says, annually visit Crystal Bridges on special field trips paid for by the Walker Charitable Foundation. But the museum last summer initiated a 10-year longitudinal study with a $15 million Windgate Charitable Foundation grant to measure impacts on elementary school children's exposure to the arts.
The outcomes we're searching for are increased tolerance and empathy, increased recall, an increase in critical thinking, and an increase in cultural interests. And we've seen that in our first study that was conducted in 2012 from a one field trip experience. And so we are studying this over 10 years to see how these outcomes play out on a multiple field trip experience with an arts residency in the schools.
Last summer, participating third grade teachers from the 17 selected districts were invited to an interactive orientation, a week-long in-service facilitated by Trike Theater, a performance arts institute based in Bentonville. The goal, says teacher Beverly Workman, is to learn how to physically focus the five senses to better assimilate the art.
It really builds community. And then when they brought in the dialogical method, it's a way to use art to springboard into content in the curriculum. It worked so well.
The research project also employs theater artists from Trike Theater who've undergone training and arts instruction to teach in the 17 schools. Beverly Workman says Rachel Bland was assigned to a residency in her third grade classroom.
The thing that blew my mind the most was her last lesson. And it was on quadrilaterals in math. And she used a work of art to springboard into that. And the kids, they remember so much because they're so involved in the process.
Blunt says Jay Green, who's chair of the Department of Education Reform at the University of Arkansas, has been tracking the 17 mostly rural Title I schools, building on seminal research he's generated previously on the impact of arts education. Veronica Luna Giles also teaches third grade at Albert Pike Elementary School in Fort Smith, selected by Crystal Bridges to participate in the Windgate Research Project.
Our third graders this year, they were provided 3 weeks of instruction from Crystal Bridges from a student art teacher that would come in, and they would spend 1 hour each day for a whole full week on a unit, on lessons, and this was done in the fall and winter, and then again in the springtime. So they had three sessions with a teacher that would come in, sit with them, and provide art studies along with curriculum, and then we'd also visit with Crystal Bridges. We'd take a trip on a Tuesday. So they went and they visited with the museum and then got hands-on experience and provided what was happening in the classroom. They were able to experience it at the museum.
Both Beverly Workman and Veronica Luna Giel say they plan to incorporate what they've learned into their educational practice.
The program follows the children. So us as third grade teachers, we're not a part of it, but definitely Crystal Bridges does provide grant programs and money that allows other classrooms to come back and visit.
And come fall, the Wingate Schools Partnership Program team will continue to follow the third graders as they enter fourth grade, says Niall Blunt.
Our goals for next year are to incorporate art making more into the process and to incorporate teacher voice more into our lessons. So, and these are two recommendations that came from the Wingate Advisory Board. We have an advisory board made up of nine people who are luminaries in the field of arts education who convene once a year at Crystal Bridges to help us set our goals and help guide the project and oversee the project to make sure that we are touching on all the aspects that we need to, and we're digging as deep as we can and doing as much rich arts integration as we can.
The Wingate School Partnership Program research outcomes, Blunt says, will undergo peer review for publication and shared among art museums nationwide, circa 2028. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.